This is WUWM. I'm Lena Tran. Wisconsinites' heating bills are expected to spike again this winter. That's according to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. It says a typical household with natural gas will pay about $950 this winter, up from $700 last year. Many factors are straining the natural gas market. Sarah Mead is the director of gas supply at WEC Energy Group, which owns We Energies. On Tuesday, she spoke at a state Senate briefing about winter heating costs.
It is not a scarcity of supply. There is supply. It's a costing mechanism right now.
This summer, heat waves driven by climate change had utilities drawing on natural gas reserves. There are also retiring coal plants, the ongoing war in Ukraine.
Economic recovery has also increased demand for natural gas across all consumer sections. All these places are consuming natural gas that during the pandemic, a significant amount of them had been shut down.
The briefing included executives from WEC Energy and a lobbying group for Wisconsin utilities, as well as representatives from the State Public Service Commission. Mead cautioned that the bills depend on the weather.
If we have a really cold December and a really cold January, we could see prices spike again.
Customers have different options for managing costs, like a budget billing program. Here's Richard Stasik with WEC Energy Group.
So that as their energy consumption rises, they're going to level that off or average it out with the lower consumption months so they pay a steady amount throughout the year.
The State Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program is income-based and helps households with heating and electric bills. Brad Rose with the Public Service Commission said the state will help people get connected to the right program.
It's kind of a one-stop shop, so all the different programs that they might be available for in terms of assistance on bills or if there's an issue with the furnace, that organization will help connect them and get them the assistance they need.
The briefing comes as We Energies seeks to raise its rates. If approved, residential rates would go up 13% next year. We Energies says the increases will help the utility pay for clean energy projects, like solar power and battery storage. But critics say the company is taking too much in profits. In a hearing early this month, Milwaukee residents spoke against the proposed rate hikes. They said high bills already force them to choose between electricity and things like rent or childcare. Lena Tran, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.